When it comes to the question of what to do when one is invited to eat somewhere at somebody's home where he's not sure or he knows for certain that the kelim have not been immersed in the mikveh. This is especially relevant when one has relatives or friends or the like who are not as observant as he is, and he just doesn't know what's the status of their home, and it could be very uncomfortable to broach the topic with them or to make a big deal about the topic with them. And sometimes we try to preserve our relationships and find opportunities, ways to draw people closer or to invest in our relationships when we need to find some way to do so without causing a hatred of Orthodox Jewry or the like. Every situation is different, but let's just discuss some of the issues. So first of all, Chacham Einav Berosho. You have to have the foresight and plan ahead. What do you do in this situation if you know it's going to come? So the best thing to do is to encourage them to take their kelim to the mikveh with derachei adarchei noam, do so gently, with compassion, understand where they're coming from, why haven't they until now, validate it, and try to explain to them how important it is to perform the mitzvah of tevilat kelim. If that doesn't work, so then try to find a way to respectfully request plastic utensils and plates, at least for yourself. It's not your aveira if they serve food on those kelim. You can use your own kelim, plastic utensils and plates, and that's certainly okay. If that doesn't work, or it's difficult to ask for that, whatever it is, find a way to sell it to a guy. And if that fails, then, and one must be present and eat at this venue, so then this is the information to consider when discussing a plan with one's rabbi. With respect to private homes, we've mentioned the Yeshua Yaakov's view. We've discussed restaurants already, but in that context, also we mentioned this, the Yeshua Yaakov's view that even if the mitzvah of Tevilat Kelim is min haTorah, the mitzvah to not use the kelim prior to tevilah is at most midrabanan, as a means of encouraging one to take the kelim to the mikveh. As such, if it's not possible for you to take the kelim to the mikveh because, let's say, mikveh is not available, or because it's not your kli to take it to the mikveh, they're not going to let you take it to the mikveh from the restaurant or somebody's home. So then the Yeshua Yaakov says you're allowed to use the kli because it's not your mitzvah, or the mitzvah is not possible at this time. Since you can't do the mitzvah tevilah, then there is no mitzvah midrabanan to take it at all. Many poskim, such as Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Ovadia, subscribe to this view, at least with respect to restaurants. And Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't even subscribe to it with respect to the restaurants. And even amongst those who do, with restaurants, they don't necessarily extend it to a private home. Chacham Ovadia for sure does not. But Rav Avigdor Nevinzahl reports that his father and the Chazon Ish were willing to be lenient. At least that's how Rav Nevinzahl reports the Chazon Ish's opinion. There were those who disagreed. And Chacham Gidom and Moshe points out that even for Rav Ovadia, who was lenient on restaurants and print, he would have been practiced be machmir and require them to immerse their kelim. So all the more so for a private home, why don't you try his best to get them, convince them to take their kelim to the mikveh and only sell if there is no other option. Rav Moshe argues that even in a restaurant, one can't be lenient. He says only if, let's say you have food in a serving dish at a buffet, and you have a plastic plate and a plastic fork and everything. Rav Moshe says, it's usur for you to take the food out of the serving dish, unless it's a food that could have sat there without the dish in the first place. Let's say a salad, a piece of schnitzel, but a soup, something that needs the container that it's in right now, in order to be there at the table, Rav Moshe would think it's usage of the kli and prohibited to take from that serving utensil. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach disagrees with Rav Moshe, and my impression is that many others do as well. Now, that is not considered using a serving dish, as we'll see in the discussion of this disposable kelim. Emptying out a kli that requires tevila does not actually constitute usage. So if you're only emptying, not adding in, then that would be okay. And all in all, let's say all else fails, Chacham Etzion Abashal is quoted as saying that one can use the utensils if not doing so, would cause embarrassment or hatred between the two parties. If one doesn't know for certain, though, it's a suffix already, if they took or didn't take their kelim to the mikveh, Chacham Etzion is quoted as saying, then one can be mekel. Of course, this is an issue, part of a greater issue. One should discuss with his rabbi in order to figure out what is the right approach for this situation.